Nyriss nodded.
The plan was to have my own people investigate the attempts on my life, and place the blame accordingly. But then the Emperor sent you, and the plan had to change. Your arrival meant the Emperor suspected this was bigger than a simple separatist uprising. It wouldn't be enough to implicate a radical fringe group of terrorists.
So you framed Zedrix.
You can't frame someone who is guilty, Nyriss corrected. I just exposed him. Zedrix really was working with the separatists. Every piece of evidence you uncovered on your missions was real. It had to be. I could not afford to be caught in a lie if you or the Emperor looked deeper into the matter. Allowing Zedrix to take the blame will confirm the Emperor's suspicions that the separatists were working with someone on the Dark Council. His death will keep my involvement and that of my co-conspirators secret.
And you get to eliminate a longtime rival,
Scourge added.
A fortuitous bonus,
Nyriss agreed, her face breaking into one of her hideous grins.
Zedrix will not be missed, she added. He was a weak link in our chain. He was human, and his power was fading. If one of us had to be sacrificed, he was the most logical choice.
Why tell all this to me? Scourge asked.
You already suspected something was wrong,
Nyriss told him.
Why else would you have tried to interrogate Setchel? If I simply kill you, though, it might raise the Emperor's suspicions even farther. He sent you to investigate the assassinations. It would be better if you were the one to tell him Darth Zedrix was responsible.
She paused for a long moment before continuing.
During your service, you have proven your worth to me. You are strong in the Force, intelligent, perceptive. You have incredible potential. My hope is that by revealing the truth, I can convince you to join our cause. I would hate to discard such a valuable tool without good reason.
Scourge narrowed his eyes. This was too easy. Even if he swore allegiance to Nyriss, she couldn't just let him walk out of the room. The risk that he might report her to the Emperor was too great. She had to have some other way to protect herself, some angle he hadn't considered. He realized he was in over his depth. Ever since he had come to work for Nyriss, she had been playing him. She'd twisted and manipulated him for her own purposes, and he had danced for her like a puppet on a string.
What's the catch? He finally asked. How do you know I won't betray your confidence?
Very good,
she said, smiling fiendishly in approval.
I would have been disappointed if you had simply accepted my offer. Short of killing you, there is no way I can completely eliminate the risk that you will try to expose me. But what proof do you have? Accuse me, and I will simply claim that you are the real traitor, trying to frame me after you killed Darth Zedrix. Remember, whatever actual evidence exists will implicate you, not me. He died by your blade. Are you certain you left no evidence behind that could implicate you in his murder? No drops of blood? No flecks of skin? No witnesses who can place you at the spaceport on Bosth Theerda the day Zedrix died?